Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because you know what I'm going to say next.
We've got
an exciting show for you. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have such a broad and wondrous spectrum of organic herbs and vitamins and nutrients and proteins, every kind of combination you could ever think. Magnificent outcomes, wonderful things, without the chemicals, without the poisons. We don't let the poison through that door, okay? We're fanatic organics, and you can experience that at Alive and Well. And we are hand in hand with the, shall I say it? I know you've heard it before, but a good thing bears repeating, the broth cafe at Alive and Well. Phenomenal foods, broad spectrum broth, broad spectrum, many wondrous dishes organically made. And whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you like wild fish, organic meats and chickens, all those things are available at the Broth Cafe with magnificent recipes. And every day, and we are so grateful to the local Maui organic farmers, we get the fabulous local organic produce brought in, high concentration juices, but also using those vegetables incorporated into the many wondrous dishes that are so delicious with great price, comfortable air conditioning. Just, you're gonna love this, right, Dan?
Right, Dan. But the point is, we're not talking about watered down soup, okay? We're talking about the broth.
The broth.
The broth is the essence of it all.
Fabulous, fabulous, okay? With all kinds of wonderful foods in it.
And the broth itself, the liquid part of the broth, is from Vortex Power Water.
Which
is available at Alive and Well.
That's right.
It's a spring fresh water right from your tap, your water, your life. If you've got a glass bottle, a half gallon, 5 gallon, whatever it might be, bring it into Alive and Well. Get real water.
That's right.
Because the three-step purification of the Vortex is ultraviolet light purification. Tap water is passed under the ultraviolet light, destroying harmful bacteria and viruses, and this activated carbon filtering system is effectively removes 99.99999 of all the chlorine, the odor, the dirt, the mercury in the bad taste.
And tons of oxygen, right? Tons of oxygen.
And hydrogen.
And hydrogen, high hydrogen and oxygen.
You're not just sucking up a deep breath of oxygen.
No.
You're swallowing hydrogen and oxygen.
That's
which
right.
Is what? Water.
That's right. It's
pure
youth.
Water.
It's youth and joy in the water. You feel all the difference in the world. And you know, it's interesting because it's actually proven across the planet that there these benefits of vortex power of the vortex water. And long ago, in 1938, this famous doctor who had discovered was Dr. Otto Warburg, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine, highest award you could get, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. Wow. Nobel Prize in Medicine for that realization. And the two parameters of the oxygen and the hydrogen are positively supported in vortex water. The oxygen content is maximized and the pH is 7.8. It's incredible, saving energy, cell availability, detoxification, all these wonderful things. And that's everything that you get at the Broth Cafe, but you can also fill up your jugs there and you can fill up your life with a much cleaner, safer, better form of water.
And the broth is made with the vortex water.
That's right. And they use it in everything that they use
everything,
there.
Yeah.
Everything they use there. And we also have, it's very important to realize too, the great value of vegetables, etc., juices, and their high concentration juices. We have a very high concentration juicer of the only organic and only in glass that is there, and also bioavailability. Okay, right?
All right,
and you can do cleanses that way too. Amazing. You know, let us start by Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. We don't do any, people on medications or take them off doctor's area, but we love to share information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Around the world, we have just such an amazingly important show for you to listen to today. And this all came out, and I'm thrilled about it. And we're going to both share in this. In Europe, it's a whole different planet over there, okay? This is from the Central European Journal. This is medical. Central European Journal of Immunology. All medical. And all, it has dozens of clinical trials in Europe to support everything that they say over here, okay? You have to hear this. We're giving you the exact information of this from the Central European Journal of Immunology, medical journals. The therapeutic potential of curcumin in all diseases and eye diseases and many other diseases. And they start out by saying, curcumin, derived from the rhizome of curcuma longa, has been used for thousands of years in traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine in Asian countries to treat liver diseases, rheumatoid diseases, diabetes, atherosclerosis, infectious diseases, and cancer.
Now and this, brain disease,
right.
And heart disease,
that's
and
right.
Oh, every disease in the world. Because every disease in the world is what?
Coming from inflammation, which is just
it's
what they say.
Inflammation, that's
and
right.
And they go on to say here, and this is the doctors reporting this, it exhibits a wide range of pharmacological properties, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-mutagenic, antimicrobial, and anti-cancer activity. Herein are the mechanisms reported by the European doctors in the medical journals of curcumin impact on oxidative stress, angiogenesis, and inflammatory process described, showing that curcumin inhibits these pathological, that's deadly and sickly conditions, and restores body homeostasis, that's bringing it back to normal and health. The effectiveness was also proved for major eye diseases. I didn't realize that.
Because every disease, sweetheart, every disease is preceded by chronic inflammation.
That's exactly what they
and
say.
And the inflammation, as I mentioned 100 times, creates the fire that destroys those little microscopic things
That's
called
right.
cells.
Right. And this review, medical review from Europe, from all the European journals and doctors, the influence of curcumin on eye diseases, such as glaucoma, cataracts, age-related macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness, diabetic retinopathy, corneal neovascularization, corneal wound healing, dry eye disease, conjunctivitis, goes on and on, anterior uveitis. The analysis of all these numbers of clinical, medical, and preclinical investigations shows that curcumin can be used as a therapeutic agent in the treatment of all various eye disorders. Can you reach this, read this here, and this
I can
here,
reach
and then
it
give
and
it
I can
back
read
to
it.
Me.
Okay. Here goes, folks. Curcumin was introduced to the Western world around the 14th century and still in use. Unfortunately, turmeric has poor bioavailability. Well, they mentioned turmeric because turmeric is a source of curcumin. But the bioavailability, the absorption utilization from turmeric is minuscule.
And that's what they say. That's great you said it.
Poor absorption, rapid metabolism, and elimination is what happens with the turmeric. Therefore, numerous curcumin analogs were produced and tested in order to improve the pharmacological profile of the natural product. Piperine,
that's it.
A component of black pepper is among the bioavailability enhancers used for this purpose. That is, the piperine aids dramatically in the digestion and the absorption of the product. Piperine is a component of black pepper, is among the bioavailability enhancers used for this purpose. And this agent, piperine, when used together with curcumin, improves its bioavailability by, pick a number. Pick a number.
You got to hear this. You
any
have
number,
to listen.
Your wildest imagination,
yes.
Pick another number. Well, piperine improves the bioavailability of curcumin by
2,000%, right?
Did I say that?
2,000%. Now wait,
okay.
Now remember, we've spoken about this before, and we told you if you've listened at all, we've told you that the European doctors, and this is the analogs of all their European studies, they have a zillion things about this, have said that, that's the only way to take that, because the bioperin increases the absorption and bioavailability and effectiveness by 2,000%. Go ahead, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take stage.
Curcumin may be used as a preventative and curative agent in many diseases, say holistic physicians, such as neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's disease.
Alzheimer's.
And diabetes.
Diabetes.
And cancer.
Cancer.
And rheumatoid diseases.
Oh, my gosh.
And arthritis and pulmonary infective disease. Chronic intestinal inflammation. How about allergy? How about asthma?
Says that too.
Autoimmune diseases, AIDS, psoriasis, and many, many others. Its effectiveness was also proven for major eye diseases. And we'll focus on this subject later on in the article.
But the idea is
that curcumin in the right balance with digestive enzymes, the primary one being piperine, but the Pain Power formula contains other digestive components, digestive agents, which help you digest, assimilate, and utilize the curcumin therein.
That's right. So you're getting a 2,000% higher bioavailability, and that's why it works so brilliantly and incredibly. Okay. Diseases of the cornea, they go on to say. This is again from the European journals and the European doctors and all the different backgrounds. So here we go. Corneal neovascularization, diseases of the cornea of the eye. Corneal neovascularization is characterized by the invasion of new blood vessels into the cornea. Immature new blood vessels lead to lipid exudation, persistent inflammation, and scarring, lessening corneal transparency and visual acuity. That's the ability to see. Advanced stages in which ingrown blood vessels reach the visual axis can become permanently vision-threatening and are a leading cause of blindness. I don't know that you can get more scared of anything than you are of that. You've got it, and this is a wonderful way to do it, as European doctors show, without the drugs. They are triggered by a disruption of the balance between angiogenic and anteogenic factors. It goes on and on. It's pretty thick with all of that. But they tell you the different concentrations and how curcumin has the different groups, how they've been so very wonderful. And even talks about the wound healing of the cornea. Can you talk about that?
Oh, would I talk about that?
Right.
The risk of corneal diseases is very high in the course of diabetes. Diabetic keratopathy concerns 50% of diabetic patients.
Yeah, my grandfather went blind from diabetes. I was there the day that happened to him. I wish I had known then what we know now.
And holistic physicians have demonstrated the effectiveness of intranasal nanomycel curcumin.
Okay, so, but you know, they also talk here about how wonderful it is to take it internally, take it internally. Okay, and that is the best, and the bioperine making it so effective to take it that way.
Exactly. They couldn't have said it better. But in this study, the curcumin recovered the enhanced accumulation of ROS, decreased free radical scavengers. Free radicals are inflammatory and they destroy tissue.
I call them the terrorist cells. The free radicals, in other words, for having thinking about that, free radicals are terrorists that destroy everything that comes into contact.
And the curcumin decreased the mRNA expression of neurotrophic factors and increase the RNA expression of inflammatory cytokines in the cornea, which were neutralized by the curcumin. The dry eye disease?
Yeah, you know, a lot happens a lot when we get older, and I know that they even told that to me years ago. They said that the water, those little cells create tears, get hard as little rocks, and your eye overreacts. You get blurred vision, you get all that, but dry eye disease is common with the aging process.
Mm-hmm. is characterized by a decreased secretion of tears.
Yes.
And the rapid evaporation causing ocular surface damage.
That's right.
But the pathogenesis of this process includes elevated tear osmolality.
What
and
in
an
the world
inflammation,
is that?
Inflammation.
There it is.
Inflammation of the ocular surface.
So flame, and flame causes destruction of the ocular surface, the surface
and the
of the
pro-inflammatory
eyes.
Cytokines are detected in corneal cell lines and dry eye patients in hyperspasmodic environment. Curcumin exerts a protective effect through its anti-inflammatory activity. Notably, curcumin is remarkable for putting out the fire.
Putting out the fire. You know, another thing that they go into, because it's so common, and that because so many people get diagnosed with, I remember years ago, half the people that I knew were getting diagnosed with that, and it was called conjunctivitis. Remember that, hon?
Sure do.
The inflammation of the conjunctiva, a thin, transparent layer of tissue that lines the inner surface of the eyelid and covers the white part of the eye. And they call infectious causes, viral, bacterial, and all kinds of allergic irritants, cosmetic products, they go on and on and on. And here's when the European doctors, and they list the different European doctors, reported that curcumin inhibited ovalbumin-induced conjunctivitis caused by allergies. And curcumin, okay, he exerted anti-inflammatory and anti-allergic effects. Isn't that wonderful? It mediated conjunctivitis inflammation. That's terrific. And curcumin was reported to be very effective in the treatment of conjunctivitis and conjunctival dry eye, and safe in all infective and inflammatory conditions. Isn't that wonderful? And here I want you to read this, honey, because this is very important here about glaucoma, right? Glaucoma, because that's a common.
All cells, eye cells, brain cells, knee cells, hip cells, all are prone to in excessive inflammation. And when that inflammation attacks, that's when the problems arise. Well, as you may gather by now, folks, the curcumin is the major, major anti-inflammatory. Now, glaucoma is a group of eye diseases which result in the damage of the optic nerve.
The optic nerve.
And the vision loss due to the optic nerve degeneration.
That's really big. That is very predominant.
The most common type is an angled glaucoma, with less common types including closed angle glaucoma and normal tension glaucoma. But the development of the disease involves retinal ganglion cell loss.
Boy, you know, it's just amazing, isn't it? And they have this incredible nutrient without the side effects, without the damage, only benefit.
And that ganglion loss results in the thinning of the retinal nerve fiber layer and the progressive loss of the vision.
Oh, boy.
All because of the chronic inflammation.
Right.
Several causes.
And then it goes right into over here.
Okay. Let me finish this up here. Several causes of glaucoma exist, with ocular hypertension, increased pressure within the eye, being the most significant risk factor in most glaucomas. However, in some populations, 50% of the people with primary open-angle glaucoma actually have the ocular pressure elevated. Going on with cataracts.
Yes, yes.
Well, but again, back to the glaucoma. Pre-treatment with curcumin has indicated that curcumin definitely alleviates the retinal eye injury by regulating the antioxidant system and to restore normal mitochondrial function.
And this is all reporting, and they've got all these pages of all these European, exactly everything that went on in Europe, and Europe has done this forever about what nutrients can do, okay?
And it's the whole point is, again, as we mentioned ad nauseum, is the inflammation which causes the destruction. The inflammation is fire. In an invisible little thing called a cell, any excess heat is an inflammatory creator, and that destroys, that burns it up.
And before you read this, Can I just say that this is one area, because it's so common, it is so common, and it's especially common as you get older. This particular condition is so common, fast. Dan's going to be telling you about this, but here to find out that this wonderful nutrient can be used effectively in this area astounded me. I didn't know it, and I'm thrilled that I can find out about it.
And what you're finding out about is called cataracts.
Wow.
Cataracts.
Clouding of the lens of the eyes.
It's a clouding of the lens of the eye.
That's
which
right.
Leads to decreased vision.
Right.
Cataracts are often developed slowly and may affect one or both eyes. The mainstream treatment for this disease is cataract extraction surgery. The anti-cataract effect of curcumin originates from its antioxidant properties, the anti-aging properties of curcumin. Several holistic physicians have showed that in an in vitro study that curcumin inhibited a pleiobitic oxidative stress response protein, peroxidation 6, in cultured human lens epithelial cells. Curcumin was examined in various cataract models, and guess what? It dissolved
the cataracts. How in the world? I never knew that. It was shown to delay the progression, that's the increasing, of diabetic cataracts by preventing the hyperglycemic oxidative stress, okay? On and on and on and on. And it goes on. Curcumin normalized the cells and delayed the progression. And what gets me is, because again, in the age thing, age-related macular degeneration, and that's a leading cause of blindness. Age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is a condition of the central part of the macula and results in vision loss when it gets advanced. Curcumin was found to prevent cell death across the different studies of AMD. The mechanism of action, including decreasing the apoptic, that's the destructive rates of retinal pigment cells, and decreasing overall inflammation. So curcumin suppressed, and they talk about all the studies, apoptosis, that's cellular death, and increased cell viability. That's living cells again. Good. And all of this, and all of these, this is all the European journal of all the different doctors, even including diabetic retinopathy, chronic inflammatory state that damages and causes the loss of eyesight, prevented the degeneration of all of that. And it normalized everything. It normalized everything. It enhanced the process of regeneration and repair after curcumin. Can you read the definition?
What's remarkable, I think they're getting the idea of curcumin can do. But to find the right curcumin product, because other manufacturers are coming out with curcumin. But curcumin has to be absorbed. And the natural absorptive ability of your body to get curcumin from your belly into your bloodstream is very inefficient. That's why the pain power has the black pepper extract, yes. But that's just one of the enzyme functions that come along with pain power, because there are other digestive enzymes in the pain power product, other anti-inflammatories in the pain power product, all of which combine into one incredible result, and that is putting out the fire.
Could knock out major, punch for pain major, and all the destruction.
Major, major, major inflammatory suppression, riddance, by taking all the ingredients in the pain power.
That's right. And they go on there in their conclusive thing. The doctors say the analysis of a great number of all the clinical and preclinical medical investigation shows that high absorption curcumin should be used as a therapeutic agent in the treatment of all eye diseases such as glaucoma, cataracts, age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy. You hear this? Diabetic retinopathy, corneal neovascularization, corneal wound healing, dry eye disease, conjunctivitis, anterior, all of them. And they end that. And after they end that, there's all a host of all the, they call it references, all the clinical trials.
Go back, turn the page, go back to where you were. Begin what you say there. What does that say?
the conclusion, the summary.
Yes.
Curcumin, a natural polyphenol agent, exhibits a wide range of pharmacological properties, including antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, anti-mutagenic, antimicrobial, and anti-cancer activity.
And Pain Power has the best absorption form of curcumin that there is.
That's what they said, the 2,000% higher absorption.
Can you get that?
2,000% higher absorption with the bioperine, which is what we've said for a long time. We learned that from the European doctors.
But bioperine is just one of the enzymes included in the Pain Power formula. There are other enzymes or other analgesic, anti-inflammatory agents,
right,
all herbal, all natural, all comprised by a holistic physician, which put the right nutrients, the right combination of anti-inflammatories and digestive agents together to make the Pain Power the most effective curcumin product there is.
It's amazing. It is amazing, and it saved me years ago, saved my daughter, gave her back her career when she was about to lose her big as a Broadway star. All of that, and she can't live without it now. She gives it to all her friends, and she's just one of many. But think of it, oh, what it does for the joints. Oh, what it does for the pain of this. Oh, but look at this. Eye diseases. I know that since when I was a young teenager and my grandfather went blind, and I was there that day, the terror of that disease, especially as you get older and things get more fragile, has stayed with me. And then to know that this is another one of the many incredible benefits of the bioperine extract curcumin, it's amazing. And this is all European journal of all summarization of all the clinical trials. What can you say?
I think you've said it.
I know.
I think we've said it. I think the information is now out there, and people have to utilize that information to come in and get the Pain Power to reduce whatever the pain is. A woman came in one day, she's bent over at 90 degrees at the waist. She cannot stand up straight. She cannot stand up erect, hanging on her husband's arm because her husband explained she'd had a broken back. She's on painkillers for years and years and years, and one day her spine just snapped in two places at once. She's on the ground writhing in agony. The surgeons performed surgery and put steel rods on each side of her spine with connecting metal brackets all the way up her back. And she's on every painkiller in the world, and she's bent over at 90 degrees from the waist down, cannot raise her head, cannot stand up straight, and whimpering like a puppy. She bought Pain Power. And 5 days later, this is no exaggeration, folks, 5 days later, she came in that store, the Alive and Well store, and I didn't recognize her because I had never seen her face full on. But I could not speak. Because she was tall and erect, and her eyes were bright and shiny, and a smile on her face, and she was obviously without pain. And I couldn't find a word to express myself, but I heard my body making guttural noises like I'm trying to talk. But she finally leaned in very politely and said, "Would you like me to tell you what I did?" And I said, "My goodness, yes, what did you do? What did you do?" She said, "I took the Pain Power." Well, in my mind, Pain Power, I could never imagine Pain Power having this effect, being so effective, being so curative. And I said, yeah, what else? She says, no, nothing else, just Pain Power. In 5 days, she changed from being this poor person in agony on every drug in the world to being standing tall and erect with a smile on her face and a happy demeanor.
Yeah. It's amazing. And here, you know, at the same time, a huge study came out from the U.S. of A., just came out from the U.S. of A., okay? And the U.S. of A. conditions that curcumin manages naturally. And this is the U.S. of A., and they talk about here the joint pain, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis, autoimmune conditions where the immune system mistakenly attacks healthy joint tissue. Swelling, joint pain, stiffness, decreased physical function, a reduced mobility, osteoarthritis, and this study highlight, this is all medical. They start by saying that curcumin has powerful anti-inflammatory properties that reduce joint inflammation, eases pain and swelling associated with arthritis. Medical studies on knee osteoarthritis show curcumin relieves symptoms as effectively as the strongest drugs with zero side effects. And the highlight of 29 medical clinical trials showed that curcumin significantly reduced inflammation and pain in all the types of arthritis: rheumatoid, osteo, ankylosing spondylitis, juvenile idiopathic arthritis, and gout. Participants experienced significant improvements in pain severity and reduced inflammation levels when taking the active form of curcumin with zero side effects, say the doctors. And then they talk about cardiovascular. They talk about the cardiovascular. Many heart diseases develop due to atherosclerosis when plaque builds up in the arteries, increasing the risk of major cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke. Curcumin supports heart health by reducing inflammation, improving blood vessel function. Medical studies show curcumin lowers low-density lipoprotein, or bad cholesterol, and protects against heart disease in people.
But you've got to get the curcumin from your stomach into your blood.
And then it says here, curcumin reduces the risk of heart attacks by 65% in bypass surgery. They go on to say that 65% in bypass surgery patients when taking just a few days before and after the surgery reduce heart attacks. Go ahead.
Again, I can't stress enough. There's curcumin and curcumin and curcumin all over the market, but the curcumin does not have the bioperine along with all the other digestive enzymes and digestive supporting factors which break it down and absorb into your bloodstream. Curcumin can go right through you just like a whatever, undigested. But with the right balance of natural herbs and associated natural components to digest it and absorb it, you don't get the benefits. Pain Power gives you all of those benefits.
All of it. And the bioperine extract, 2,000% proven by the European to have higher absorption.
It's the knockout punch for pain.
That's right. And from the American doctors, inflammatory bowel disease, chronic conditions associated with inflammation, digestive tract, Crohn's, ulcerative colitis, medical. Crohn's and ulcerative colitis affect different parts. They both cause the terrible symptoms, abdominal pain, cramping, diarrhea, bloody stools, all that. All six medical studies supplementing with active curcumin eliminated all the symptoms.
Okay. Well, we've pretty well touched the subject of curcumin and Pain Power, but there's one more item I want to read to you. It's curcumin and neurodegenerative diseases. Neurodegenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease develop when nerve cells in the central nervous system in the brain and the spinal cord gradually deteriorate and die. Now keep in mind, folks, again, let me just repeat it ad nauseum, a cell is invisible. You cannot see a human cell. But any excessive heat, inflammation, causes the burning up and destruction of every cell, everywhere in your body. Here they're talking about neurodegenerative diseases. And symptoms of neurodegenerative diseases, such as memory loss, that's destruction of your brain cells, motor movement difficulties, mood changes, sleep problems. They develop slowly and they all worsen over time. The causes of these diseases vary, but they all include chronic inflammation and the accumulation of harmful proteins in the brain. Well, supplementing with Pain Power can reduce brain inflammation and prevent these diseases from progressing.
Wow!
It also boosts the effectiveness of standard treatments. Research shows that curcumin protects brain cells from damage, potentially slowing cognitive decline in people with Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
And curcumin also improves mood and memory function in older adults.
Wow, can you believe?
Well,
Can you believe all of these different things? And even depression, they go on to say that symptoms of sadness and hopelessness, irritability, fatigue. This is all the doctors. Sleep problems, loss of interest in activities. And curcumin was found to be very effective anti-depression.
Well-absorbed curcumin.
That's right. They go on
again,
for that endlessly.
You've got to add that to it every time you're talking, because curcumin can go right straight through you into your bladder, and you pee it away. But if it's digested and absorbed properly, as it is in Pain Power, then you can expect the dramatic results that we've been relating to you today.
Exactly. And they go on about I was a life and death allergic asthmatic as a kid. I didn't even know that studies in adults with clinical depression found that high absorption curcumin significantly improved symptoms of depression. But they hit a main topic here, the American doctors and clinical trials. Allergies, when the immune system goes crazy and creates inflammation, sneezing, itching, congestion, skin rashes, difficulty breathing. Taking this form of curcumin helps you manage your allergies thanks to its anti-inflammatory properties, controls the immune system response to allergies, suppresses the release of histamines, and lowers inflammation in the respiratory tract.
There you've got it, folks.
Reduces symptoms like nasal congestion, say the doctors, and sneezing. And eczema, they even talk psoriasis, yep. All of that. On and on. It goes on, and then you go into, and then Dr. Mercola had, can't leave the topic without telling this, the thing of a very famous doctor, Dr. Mercola. He talks about how Pain Power, the active ingredient, targets colon cancer without harming healthy cells. And he goes on about colon cancer. We can get to that also, but that's a very important point. And it says here, it directly targets colon cancer stem-like cells by shutting down their growth and reprogramming them toward normal function. All of the studies show the curcumin reduced the number of aggressive cancer stem cells by more than 80%.
And it has to be well absorbed.
That's what
I cannot
they talk
get
about
over that.
That's what
so
they.
So all the curcumin in the world is not going to work for you if it isn't digested and absorbed properly, efficiently into your cells.
That's what
because
they say.
Because the cells are subjected to inflammation. Every disease, every illness, every negative health scenario develops from what? Chronic cellular inflammation, which does what? Burns up the cells. So what? Well, if the cells are in your brains, you lose your mind, your memory. If the cells are in your heart, you have vision problems. If the cells are in your liver, you got liver problems. If the cells are in your knee, you've got knee problems. Inflammation is the inferno that destroys health. Pain Power, with a properly absorbed form of curcumin, puts out the fire.
And
it's just that simple.
Then Dr. Mercola reports that the medical study with the active ingredient published in the medical journal Cancer Letters, curcumin affected a specific type of dangerous cell found in colon cancer. And they talk about how they makes those rare cells act like an engine behind cancer growth, making tumors harder to treat and likely to come back. Curcumin, listen to this, the active ingredient wiped out most of the cancer stem-like cells. Curcumin reduced the number of these aggressive deadly cells by over 80%. Do we hear this? Well, instead of killing all cells, curcumin guided the dangerous ones back to normal. It didn't just destroy cancer cells, it pushed them to behave more like regular cells by triggering a natural process called differentiation. Wow. It made that these cells, unlike chemotherapy, says the doctor, which kills healthy and unhealthy cells alike, curcumin never harmed a normal healthy cell. Curcumin isn't just helpful after cancer appears, it is a powerful tool for stopping it before it gets serious. We're gone. Go ahead, yeah. Dear. Go ahead.
Again, the curcumin has to be absorbed. And again, Alive and Well gives you the best absorbed form of curcumin that there is.
Yes, that's right. And, you know, another, you know, myth that people live with is, and again, it was even just today, just before we came here, and just today, and he's a man a lot younger than I, and he was saying that they told him that he has to, because he has problems with the acid reflux and everything, that he has to take PPIs, he has to take drugs to stop all the acid going on because he's feeling so uncomfortable and is in so much pain. Can you read this here that the doctors were reporting, suppressing acid and how terrible it is, and PPIs and those drugs and what did they do here?
Here we go. We've talked about this before, folks, but listen up, because this is, again, confirmation of what we've known for many years, and we're trying to share this information with you on a regular basis. So, going to the article, suppressing acid also triggers an overproduction of the hormone gastrin, G-A-S-T-R-I-N, which leads to rebound acid when you try to stop the drug. Over time, this promotes abnormal cell growth in the stomach and other digestive organs. The studies show that show the link between long-term use to higher risks of gastric, pancreatic, liver, and colorectal cancers by using the drugs for suppressing acid. Proton pump inhibitors are linked to migraines. A study from University of Maryland, College Park, found that adults using acid-suppressing drugs had much higher odds of migraines and severe headaches.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Compared those users with the non-users, the risk was 70% higher for proton pump inhibitors and 40% higher for H2 blockers and 30% higher for antacid users.
So you take that, but not only do you have the inability to digest your food and all the terrible side effects, but you get migraines in addition to everything else.
Everything else.
All of that.
Okay. While reflux feels like too much acid, and the doctors tell you the reason you have reflux is because you get too much acid.
That's the what real they say.
The real reason is often that your stomach isn't producing enough acid.
There it goes. When have you heard Dennis, especially Dennis? Dennis doesn't want to talk about this. This is a fact.
Now, when stomach acid is low, your lower esophageal sphincter, the muscular valve between your stomach and your esophagus, doesn't close tightly when your acid is low. This valve is pH sensitive and only seals when stomach acid reaches the proper acidity level. Without that proper acidity level, the trigger, the acid and the food push upward, irritating your throat and chest instead of digesting efficiently. Well,
gosh,
I mentioned this before, we've talked about it before, but
say it again.
The esophageal, the food goes from your mouth to your throat to your esophagus. And when you make the swallow effort, when you swallow, the little sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus, which enters into the stomach, opens up and lets the food into the stomach. If there's sufficient stomach acid and enzymes in the stomach, invariably those acid and enzymes come in contact with that little sphincter muscle. And the little sphincter muscle says, oops, if the acid isn't strong enough, if the acid is strong enough, the little sphincter squeezes tightly closed and will not let the acid seep up your esophagus into your throat. But if it's weak stomach acid, low stomach acid, then that little valve stays partially open. And the acid slides up and gives you throat cancer, gives you esophageal reflux, gives you heartburn, gives you gas, gives you farts, gives you unbelievable digestive discomfort. But as holistic physicians say, if you have the symptoms of indigestion, burping and farting and a terrible upset stomach, you need more digestive enzymes.
That's right.
After all, you're not 18 anymore.
No, and you need the betaine hydrochloric acid. Go ahead.
And when you're 18, you don't have those symptoms. When you're 6 years old, you don't have those symptoms. But when you're 45, 48, 55, 60 years of age, you have those symptoms. Not sometimes rarely, sometimes more frequently, sometimes after every bite you take. But the solution is not to to take Bromo-Seltzer or Alka-Seltzer or Pepcid or Prevacid or any antacid drug, the answer is to increase what? Your natural digestive capability by using digestive enzymes.
That's right. And you know that Dr. McCullough is reporting about these heartburn drugs are linked to kidney disease. They show, say, he writes here that they're proton pumps and most widely used medications in the world. They cause long-term kidney damage. They increase the risk of sudden and silent kidney injury, chronic serious side effects, all the different things, cancers, reflux, all, just like they say. It's
all
like
from
you
the
said.
Proton pump inhibitors.
All from those drugs, okay?
But if you do what holistic physicians say, which is to take digestive enzyme with each meal, you suddenly are in digestive heaven. You have no heartburn, you have no burpy farty, you have no discomfort, you have no heavy feeling between or after a meal or between meals or any time. My father, as I mentioned this several times on the show, my father had terrible digestive upset. And the doctor told him, Harry, you've got too much acid, it's burning your throat, it's going to give you cancer, better take an antacid drug. So he took every antacid drug available, whether it was a prescription or an over-the-counter or whether it was a little candy roll full of stuff that he would take all day long to try to curtail this god-awful inconvenient and torturing suffering you went through. In my mid-50s, I had the same identical stomach situation my father had. But instead of taking the antacid drugs, I took digestive enzymes.
And there you go.
And folks, I have to give you a personal testimonial. I don't burp.
Never.
Maybe once or twice.
I would tell you. Okay. I would actually tell you if he did that. And he hasn't been doing it.
And the air around our house is
clean.
Is clean.
Clean.
There's no floating farts that you can pick up in our house.
Sweet of you to say that. That's right. I'm sure they love that you shared that with them. That's a fun thing to share.
Well, I want to drive it home how important it is to help your body do what it's designed to do. When you're young, it's designed to digest food. When you're 50, 55 and on up, you everything, your hormones aren't the same as they were when you were 18. Your digestive capability isn't the same. Nothing is the same at 55 as it was when you were 18.
And you know,
your digestive problems are right there at the top of the problem.
You know, but here it goes way beyond. It goes way beyond, and this is the medical doctor reporting about what has gone on in the clinical trials. Oh, they analyzed 28 medical studies published between 2013 and 2023. PPIs, those acid drugs, affect kidney function. Those drugs prescribed for acid reflux, ulcer, and indigestion caused sudden and long-term damage to the kidneys. They're overprescribed and misused, and they had a higher risk of chronic kidney disease. Oh, it goes on. Your kidneys lose their strength, ability to fluid retention, and failure. 70% are written with those drugs cause complete kidney failure and kidney inflammation, all of that. And it goes on and on and on and on. How dangerous and terrible. An investigation published in the medical journal Kidney International followed 144,000 adults, and they found out that those who took the PPIs had at least a 30% higher risk of end-stage renal disease when they took these terrible things. They disrupt kidney function. Do we want that? Do we want to have health?
Of course I want to have health. And the way to do it is by taking a super digestizyme, one with each meal. If it's a big meal and you get severe problems, you might take one at the beginning and take one toward the end. You got three or four bites of food left on your plate toward the end of the meal, take another one. It digests your food. It digests your food like you were 6 years old or 18 years old, but it digests your food like you're not 55 or 50 years old. It digests your food like you're a kid. You get the energy, the vitality, and all the nutrients contained therein.
That's right. It's doing for your body what your body was meant to do, not horrific drugs and what they do. And, it's just an easy thing I take. Yeah, it's an easy thing I take, and it's a killer. It's a silent killer. And then it becomes very obvious a killer. Well, you know,
the super digestizyme is like all Alive and Well products. It is the highest quality product available. It is the right formulation. It's comprised, it's composed, it's created by holistic herbal physicians who put all the right stuff together in one or two servings and gives you the highest quality, the most effective nutrient supplements you can get.
And you get all of that when you come to Alive and Well. And you come to Alive and Well, you can even call us at our 877-4950 for any, easy to remember, for all of our services there. We can have all of your food ready. We can cater your parties. We can do that. You can have everything you want, all of that wonderful in so many ways. There's no charge. You can sit with Dennis or Mona. We love to be able to share information along with you. That is absolutely terrific.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well.
In Kahului.
Aloha. Aloha.